question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Okay, from our NCF, Mary and I are back now for the G Block. It's time to travel the world from your own kitchen, and we're sponsored by 1-800-Flowers.com.
Okay, you guys listening out there, there's a lot of things we wives and girlfriends can get past, right?
Okay.
Don't answer that. But missing Valentine's Day isn't one of them.
That's
Don't put
true.
This off any longer. Get this last-minute gift offer from 1-800-Flowers.com. Just for listeners of this show, they are offering 24 multicolored roses for $34.99, or you can upgrade to 24 red roses for just 10 bucks more. I recommend that one.
I already have the flower order in. But folks, all roses from 1-800-Flowers.com are picked at their peak. They're cared for every step of the way before being shipped fresh to ensure lasting beauty. Get right to the romance of Valentine's and wow by locking in the order today. 24 multicolored roses, $34.99, or you can upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio icon, enter our special promo code of Carrie. You'll get the offer. There's also a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
All right, I know we've added a number of new affiliates, but for many of you, chances are you've heard some of our broadcasts over the years from the famous Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, a.k.a. the CIA. Brad Barnes is a show friend. He's also a certified master chef and director of CIA Consulting and Industry Programs. We invited him back to get an update on the restaurant industry as it fights through the pandemic and also to share a recipe that's perfect for Valentine's Day for our Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment.
And here he is on the show hotline, Mary. Brad, welcome back. Nice to have you aboard with us on our big February 6th live broadcast today.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, great having you back with us. So, Brad, when we last spoke with you in June, which seems like an eternity at this point, we were only a few months into the pandemic and the upside-down world, as I have certainly been calling it a lot. We talked about how restaurants pivoting, the rise of curbside pickup and takeaway, and really, more importantly, of how restaurants were going to have to shift their businesses to survive. So the coronavirus mutations mixed with confusing and inconsistent government rules haven't made it any easier on restaurants. Any thoughts or good news, you know, that you want to share with people about what you're seeing or hearing out there?
Well, you know, there is good news, and there's a lot of great stuff going on in the restaurant world. You're absolutely right. The complicated situation has not helped anything, but restaurateurs are by nature very nimble and very able to adapt, and they've done that. So we all know what the problems are, and there's too many to list right now, but I believe the food industry is facing it as well as most industries, if not even a little better. So hopefully we'll continue to see things get better and people feel safer to go out, and business will be back. So that's the way we're looking at it.
Okay. Brad, last June, I recall that you and your team were working on a really robust, that was your word, virtual-based program to help food service and hospitality operators, you know, during the time when people really just can't meet in person. And I know that you, on typical years, are used to lots of travel. I think you mentioned you circled the globe at least four or five times in 2018 or 2019 to meet people and guide them, you know, with what you do for the CIA with your consulting. So curious how the virtual program is going, if it got up and running, and how it's helping people in hospitality.
Well, as most good ideas, it's taken a couple of different forms. We've done an awful lot of online training, virtual training, and even started some hybrid programs, so programs that will start virtually and finish up as soon as we can all get together. And that's been around training and business repositioning, new concepts, a lot around plant-forward cooking as well. So and we're working with a number of very large groups. So it's been very good, and it's panned out, I think, as well as I could have expected.
Well, that's good
to hear,
for sure.
Yeah.
All right, so now the recipe part. I was just handed this literally by our team just before we started the interview. We created this Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment, Brad, to give our listeners a little joy during the period we're all in. But certainly, I think we'd all agree, food and travel are so interconnected. That's why we really started it. Our team's going to be posting the recipe on our RM World Travel Facebook page and also on our website as well. But since we're a national radio show, the key to this segment really is an easy, fun recipe that anyone can make with a few ingredients they likely have in their house right now. Last time you came on, it was the Jamaican jerk from your time in Jamaica, which was delicious. But what's on the menu today that you want to share? Because we've got Valentine's next week, and a lot of people are going to be saying, hey, what can they make that might be special? What do you want to share?
Well, so I have sent you all this fallen chocolate souffle recipe, and it's a flourless chocolate cake, for lack of a better term. It is built around bittersweet chocolate, espresso, rum, and then we have added a banana butterscotch sauce for this. So in my world, there's nothing better than caramelized sugar, chocolate, bananas, and then we throw in a little rum and some coffee.
Well, when I see the espresso and the rum, I'm all over that. Yeah, that's delicious.
Right. See? Something for everybody.
And what I like about this is it's fallen chocolate souffle. So if it's supposed to fall, so it's not intimidating to make.
So it's not about the looks.
You know what? I have to tell you, a souffle to me sounds intimidating, but I'm looking right at this recipe. There's just a handful of really yummy ingredients, eggs, chocolate, like you said, butter, dark rum. It is not difficult to make, so I'm going to give it a shot for sure.
All right. So
thank you for sharing.
It is not hard, yeah. And it, you know, it's actually a rendition of an old French recipe. You can find it in even Julia Child's books, and it's Gâteau Victoire au Chocolat, and it's very simple to put together, and pretty much anybody can do it.
Yeah.
So that's why I gave it to you. I thought it'd be easy for people.
I think everyone's going to enjoy this. So this is the fallen chocolate souffle. And
with
again, we are talking with Brad Barnes from CIA, Master Chef. And the other thing I also throw out there, nice of you to add a little banana into it, so you're giving everybody just a hint of health, right?
That's right. Okay. Just a hint.
All right, Brad, let's talk a little bit about the chefs at the CIA. You've been involved with the CIA for a long time. We know you're on the consulting side, but you're also a grad of the CIA yourself. And on our visits to the CIA, Robert and I have had some really good opportunities to see these classes and efforts that go into the exceptional training and the curriculum of these chefs who go on to run restaurants all over the world. It's a lot of work. It's really intense. I'm just curious, since you live and breathe all of this, how are they all doing? Are they able to conduct classes? How's it been going?
Well, that's nice of you to ask. And I got to tell you, I am always proud of being a part of the college. We have done all of our classes last year. We reopened fully for in-person classes in August into September. We have had almost no positive cases. We have a tremendous operation in place to address any outbreaks or exposures, and just the team has done an incredible job, and we have to credit the students for most of that because they have followed the rules. So
that's encouraging.
It's been a very impressive situation.
Well, and how is that? Wow. That's at the New York campus, but is that also where you have locations in San Antonio or California or even in Singapore? Has that also been consistent there as well? Well, okay. So then
that's great to hear.
Okay. Well, and clearly there are some people out there that could be learning something from what CIA is doing. And it's also encouraging. I need to get over there again because, you know, I say this all the time.
Here we go, apple pie.
Well, because the apple pie baker, anyone listens to the show, it happens to be one of my favorite sweets out there. And the apple pie that is made at the CIA is one of the best. It reminds me of my grandmother's very closely, and it's delicious.
It is good.
It is. So really quick, I'm just going to ask you, you know, all the traveling Mary mentioned to you that you do, what are you missing about travel right now to the extent that you can travel or not?
So I did about 80,000 miles last year. And into November, mm-hmm. and all safe, all good. Airlines are doing a great job. I haven't done anything yet this year, but I'm working on a few things, and I will. So, you know, listen, follow the rules, do the right things. Everybody's trying really hard from what I've seen, and it was great for me, and we got some stuff done. So,
where's the furthest that you went last year, Brad?
It was all U.S.
All U.S., stuff, okay.
So,
all right, so
California.
Yeah. So a mix of flying and driving and so forth, which is obviously, because it's a challenge for sure with some of the markets. Well, very interesting, and I think that's something that we're all looking forward to getting back to. And when you can travel, as you said, follow the rules, do what you need to, and you can still continue to do that. So, Brad, I really appreciate you checking in with us today. We thank you very much for the recipe, the fallen chocolate souffle. Our team is going to put that up, as I said, on our RM
Don't
World Travel
the sauce
Facebook.
With the banana.
And the banana. Like I said, he added some health. We really appreciate that's very necessary. We've got the coffee, we've got the chocolate, we've got the dark rum. But listen, it's all there. Valentine's Day is going to be special. Brad, have a great one. Thanks very much for your time today, okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Brad, take care. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, we have a lot of respect for those folks at CIA,
absolutely,
what they do.
Good to hear they're doing well. Fallen Chocolate Souffle.
All right, and again, I know we've said it. Go to our Facebook page at RM World Travel. You will find the recipe there today. Right now, it's already up there. And then on Monday, our team will post it to our website. You can just go to rmworldtravel.com, and you can get it there. And you can make this great dessert for next week for Valentine's Day and let us know how it goes. Right now, though, we are going to take a quick break. We appreciate you being here with us on this Saturday morning. There's a lot more RM World Travel to come today. Stick around. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back. And you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.